It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, time for Kaleidoscope, and today we bumped you up a week.
Yes, we did.
Linda Franzen's here from the Cottonwood County Historical Society. There is a lot going on. I don't even know where you want to start today.
Well, I think let's start with our program that's fast approaching Monday evening, and that is April 27th in the evening at 7 p.m. We're having Dr. Anita Talsma-Gall come to the museum, and she's going to talk on the KKK in southwest Minnesota in the 1920s. And she has done this program at Jackson County Historical and other county museums, and it's always been a very good turnout, so I'm hoping that we have a good turnout as well.
I think people will be curious about this one, too.
Exactly.
And when you think KKK, you don't necessarily think Minnesota.
Exactly.
But they were here.
They were here. It was very short-lived and over 100 years ago, but I think it's just interesting to kind of look at what brought the Ku Klux Klan to Minnesota and how they promoted it. And we just, this past week, my volunteer Pam Gaylor was researching something else in the newspaper. It was 1924, and there was a huge ad trying to get members for the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, it was huge. And so it's like, yeah, they really were here. And, of course, we also have in our file, our research file, several smaller ads that were in the paper just saying when they were meeting, where they were meeting, inviting local people to come if they were interested. So it was definitely they were a presence here in the mid 1920s, and I'm sure that Anita will talk about the various, you know, kind of historical things of why they kind of had a niche here at that time and why it was short lived, and so I think it should be a very interesting program.
Yes. Now, does it cost anything?
No, it does not cost.
It is absolutely free.
That's correct.
All you have to do is show up.
You don't
need to sign up ahead of time or anything like that.
No, you don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what time does it start
again? 7 o'clock.
Starts at 7 o'clock, and that is on
Monday. April 27th.
Okay.
It's
so make sure
Monday.
You mark that down, because that'll be a good program.
Yes, I think it should be. And we'll have light refreshments, as always, after the program.
Okay. Very good. How long's the program last?
It's usually about an hour.
Okay.
And then she'll have time for questions and answers, of course.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, you'll be home before it gets dark.
We should be, yes. You're right.
Very good. All right. So we've student art shows wrapping up.
Yes. So, of course, the student art show is one of our shorter shows, just 1 month long. And we have had one class pick up their artwork already, Mountain Lake Christian, but I've kind of rehung the show so you don't notice that it's missing space-wise. I notice it's missing because I missed their artwork.
Sure.
But we have lots of good artwork from the other four schools still there, and it'll be up through tomorrow. So if you haven't had a chance to come see it, please do, and please vote for your favorite.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And lots of different mediums, lots of different mediums,
correct. We've got ceramics, we've got colored pencil, we got acrylics. Let's see, what else have we got? I said ceramics.
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But you need to get over and see it because it's coming down.
Mm-hmm. It's coming down. Mm-hmm.
And it is making room for the
next show. Exactly. Yeah, our next show is a gal that she had a show in the Remick Gallery over 20 years ago. I can't believe it that it's been that long ago. And her name's Shelley Court Swanson. And this show is a retrospective, so it's kind of taken into account kind of the different things she's dabbled in over the years. And the first show she did was map quilts, which is kind of an interesting thing to consider, in that she combines textiles or quilting with maps. She's by education is a cartographer, or map maker.
Okay.
And so her quilts are not the typical quilts that you and I think of that go on a bed. They hang on a wall, and they usually have some feature in that you'd find in a map, essentially. So, and she'll have some of those again, but she'll have also, she's went to classes to learn how to make knives. She's done some woodworking. She's done printmaking. A word that she put in her bio as reprographics. I don't know if I'm even saying it correctly. So I Googled it to see what it was, and it's used in architecture and for like blueprints. So that's something else she can do.
Okay.
So well, so I think it should be a little something for everyone this time too. So
that's some kind of different things.
Exactly. Uh huh. Yes.
So when does this show open?
This one, the opening reception is Sunday, May 3rd from 2 to 4, and this will be our summer show, so okay. You'll have plenty of time to come and look at this show. And we'll have refreshments there, and this is free and open to the public as well.
Very good. All right. What else? Is there anything else we need to make sure and mention?
Well, I always like to mention every year the Historical Society brings the third graders from throughout the county to the museum, and not only do they see the museum, but they go to the courthouse and the law enforcement center. And I always feel it's just how wonderful. I wish I'd have had that as a kid, to see the kind of the three entities.
Right.
Because like the courthouse is such a beautiful structure, and I didn't go to my courthouse until I went to get my driver's license, which I think that's pretty typical.
Yeah,
and
I think that's right.
So for the third graders to come and get a little history lesson, to go through the various offices and hear what they do there, I think it's a wonderful program. So the third graders will be coming May 6th and 7th, and so we're looking forward to them visiting the museum. And we still need a couple more volunteers, so if you have those dates open, give me a call.
There you go. And what's the number over there?
It's 507-831-1134.
All right. Linda, anything else we need to mention?
I think that should do it for
that
today.
That is a lot. Now, don't forget,
Monday night. That's right. At 7 o'clock. Be there.
There you go. Very good. Thank you for
talking
thank
you.
With us. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.